This is Akashvani, the news read by Nithya Franco. In cricket, Team India etched their name in history, lifting the ICC Champions Trophy for a record third time after a commanding victory over New Zealand by 4 wickets in the grand finale at Dubai. Under the dazzling floodlights, the men in blue delivered a performance worthy of champions. KL Rahul remained unbeaten on 34 runs, while Jadeja made a crucial contribution of 9 runs at the tail end of the innings. India had previously won the tournament in 2002 and 2013. Chasing a target of 252 runs in the summit clash, India achieved it with an over to spare. India began their chase aggressively, but New Zealand struck back with disciplined bowling. Skipper Rohit Sharma was declared player of the match, and New Zealand player Rachin Ravindra was declared player of the series. The opening pair of Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill provided a blistering start, stitching together a 105-run partnership for the first wicket. The duo of Akshar Patel and Shreyas Iyer offered resistance after a few tight overs in between. Iyer eventually got out for 48 runs to Rachin Ravindra, trying to keep up with the run rate. Earlier opting to bat in spin-friendly conditions, New Zealand managed to score 251 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs. For New Zealand, Daryl Mitchell steadied the innings with a crucial 63-run knock. Towards the end, Michael Bracewell provided a late flourish with a quick fire, unbeaten 51 of 39 deliveries. For India, Varun Chakravarti and Kuldeep Yadav claimed 2 wickets each. The triumph marked India's second ICC trophy in as many years following the T20 World Cup victory last year, further cementing their dominance on the global stage. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team on winning their third ICC Champions Trophy 2025. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu said, "Heartiest congratulations to Team India for winning the ICC Champions Trophy 2025. India becomes the only team to win the trophy thrice. The players, the management and the support staff deserve highest accolades for creating cricketing history. I wish Indian cricket a very bright future." In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also said, "An exceptional game and an exceptional result. Proud of our cricket team for bringing home the ICC Champions Trophy. They have played wonderfully through the tournament. Congratulations to our team for the splendid all-round display." The second part of the budget session of Parliament will begin today. The second phase of the session will continue till the 4th of April and will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur today. The state has been under the President's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Our correspondent reports that during the session, discussions and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will be taken up. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Mauritius on 11th March on a two-day Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Mauritius on 11th March on a two-day visit. Mr. Modi will attend the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest. There is a lot of enthusiasm among the people of Mauritius regarding the visit of Prime Minister Shri Modi. 70% of the population of Mauritius is of Indian origin. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan chaired a high-level security review meeting in Jammu yesterday, focusing on the region's security scenario, counter-terror operations and emerging threats. And that's the end of this news bulletin.